podcast for the Bad Seeds. I'm here with Eddie Vedder and Lil Xan.
Yeah, what's up? I'm Lil Xan's. We're out here. Yeah, Lil Xan's not doing Xan's or anything in that sort of nature.
Yeah,
actually, like acid.
No. Ass.
Yeah, I'm not with any of those. I'm with my bud Scott and my bud Jace and my bud Dwayne over here.
Dwayne's hiding from the camera.
Dwayne just keeps touching his face a lot.
He's been doing it a lot. Super pretty. If he's I had been, a face like that, I'd be sitting on
the whole time we've been here, he's been touching his face.
You'd be sitting on your own face?
I would be if that's possible.
I have 13 years old. I've tried to sit on my own face.
I've seen the photos, bro. I've seen the photos of the bleach blonde hair. Yeah. Fucking looking like Beach Boys.
Yeah, tell me about that. How's that work?
The trick is you curl up into this weirdest ball you can get into and grab your own ass.
I feel like, you know
when you shove it in your own face.
You know when Mario is like when you push down on Super Mario Bros. And he just does that like thing? Is that the same?
Very similar, but my face is usually under his ass.
Okay.
Speaking of that time in my life, there was a Pearl Jam poster on my ceiling. That's weird.
Yeah. And I'm sure right now there is a Lil Xan poster on Jace's ceiling.
What are you doing, Scotty?
What am I doing right now?
Let me tell you. What are you doing right now? What are you trying to do with this? I mean, you had me and Scott Cowan come on here for whatever apparent reason, and now we're here.
Fuckers, it was your idea.
Kind of.
You said, let's do the podcast.
Literally, said, okay, it was Jace LaFay saying, let's glorify me, himself, not me, but himself.
If you want to throw out an Instagram tab, do it. Do it. Do your tab.
Yeah, my Instagram is at...
LaFay Tattoos.
Okay.
Well, Scott just did it for me. So that's it. And if you want to find me, I'm in a band called Violent Life, Violent Death. I do vocals. I'm pretty sick.
Yeah.
We got a tour with Hatebreed coming up this summer. Yeah, so it's going to be super tight, man. We got fucking Paramore doing opening acts for us, man. They're going to be flying from trapeze and shit.
Yeah.
That's Jace. Just so you guys know. That's Jace. No, totally repping. I don't even know.
All right. What was the last time you guys got did dope?
Oh, the pot?
Yeah.
Whenever my best friend comes
I smoked a roach at your house, Scotty. What are you talking about? I found a roach in my fucking...
That's disgusting. Bugs are disgusting, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I was sitting there at Thanksgiving dinner wishing I had pot, and I reached into my fucking pocket and found a roach that was sitting there for probably about 2 weeks since Scotty's first thing, and he was like, smoke that.
Dude, you smoked dopes in my house? Smoked dopes in my house twice? That's rude.
Same joint. It was just I relit it twice.
Okay. I don't believe in it.
Did you do the penny thing? The little fucking...
You literally gave me roach clips, dude, and said one life fam.
I've never said one life fam in my life.
Also, that is a complete lie. Scotty says one life fam, one lip life fam all the time.
Okay. It's Thanksgiving. We're trying to figure out shit to do with our lives.
Scotty told his friend that it was at 7, and it was actually at 5. And his friend, Josh Lopez, showed up at 7 with a hot-ass...
casserole.
green bean casserole. Late as fuck.
You know he was there for 5 minutes, dropped the casserole off, and fucking Dwayne's over there, balls deep in the casserole, burning his lips.
Dwayne doesn't like green beans. Dwayne Letang.
That's him.
Don't bring Josh Lopez into this, dude. That was
Jace LaFace that brought Josh Lopez into this.
That was me that brought.
Shout out Josh Lopez.
Shout out Josh Lopez on MySpace.
So, all right. So we've been buds for a while. What
Buzz City.
I hate you.
Buzz City. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really too fond of you guys.
That was a fart. That was not your chair.
It was not. Holy shit, it showed up on the thing.
It's on the Richter scale.
I'll have to edit that out. The Richter
scale. Based on health science terms. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Richter scale.
To be fair, a Richter scale is on Ric Flair 1 to woo! That was on there.
It's a Richter scale.
Yeah. No, it's a Richter Flair.
No, it's a Rip scale. What Scotty did, it was a Richter scale.
Is that what we're doing? Is this what our lives have came to?
Yes, this 100%. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, what?
To be fair, you have dudes with their shirts off posters in your studio right now.
That's Jay Adams.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Love him.
Yeah, but you still have dudes in your studio. shirtless.
Jason,
because I kind of feel like we need to be shirtless.
Oh, 100%.
Jason, I'm pretty sure you tattooed a Dragon Ball Z character the other day. So shut up.
What does that have to do with my shirt being off?
I'm just saying, don't make fun of dead people that are on my walls with their titties out when you're doing
Dragon Ball titties. Is that
Dragon
the show?
Ball titty shit. Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that negativity around here.
Yeah.
And we don't need it. Stop looking around and looking for other shit to make fun of.
Yeah, I happened to see my first cotton field on the way back from Florida today. Or not today, last week. Shit was intense, dude. It was super weird, man. There were a lot prettier than I thought they would be, to be honest with you.
How'd you know it was a cotton field?
It was nothing but cotton in a fucking field.
Get educated, man. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ isn't a part of this podcast.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, do not bring him into this. That motherfucker is next month.
Right.
Pretty sure he's every month.
We have a full month.
He's every month in my book.
Since when?
The book of his, the Bible.
Since Stronghold?
Good, bad.
Tell me about, Jace just went to the Bahamas.
I did. It's pretty fucking ghetto there. It's a lot different than I thought it would be. You get off the boat and people are asking you if you want cocaine or drugs. And I'm like, yes, of course I do, but I don't trust you at all.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of tricky, trusting somebody I didn't. So I bought $30 worth of fake weed, and that was pretty tight because I was super not high.
I wonder what the K2 situation is in the Bahamas.
I'm pretty sure that it was K2.
Killer slopes.
K2 hash.
Tag.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I got some hash for you guys here. I work at this restaurant. If you want some, it's $30. Deal? Not so much.
Sounds like somebody got ripped. Did you get a receipt?
Did.
Did you complain to the restaurant?
Yeah, I was wondering why they gave me two forks. I figured that was pretty much a waste of fucking space on my table.
Yeah,
I was
dude,
pretty pissed.
You looking at Jace, you know for a fact he doesn't eat salad.
Not with that pooch, man. Jesus fucking Christ.
Listen, it's a fanny pack, and I put a lot of time and effort into that thing, so it is where it is for a reason.
Yeah, you definitely... Look. Now that we've said it, you resemble a 10-year older version of Steve from Stranger Things.
True.
Like, it's tight. You're
definitely true.
But way softer. No baseball bats here.
All right, to be fair, would any of y'all be mad to be that guy right now? To be fair, he's probably fucking the hottest fucking actresses right now.
Or he's 12.
No, he's actually of age, Scotty.
This guy's looked into all these
kids. Yeah, you know me.
He's 22 and he's from Long Beach, California, all right? Listen, we know where he's from.
He's Rob Dyrdek's son.
This isn't illegal.
Who is, I think, close to 50.
Rob Dyrdek's son?
Rob Dyrdek.
Well, that makes sense because he's...
Well, he was in Stranger Things, wasn't he? He was the fucking...
No, he was not.
Yeah, no, he was, 100%.
Rob Dyrdek?
Yes.
I'm getting Google out.
Dwayne's Googling it right now. Like.
Fact check, please, Dwayne.
Dwayne's so old, he doesn't even know what Google is, bro. Google it, Dwayne.
Yo, I was at work the other day, and these dudes were trying to think of a movie name from Brad Pitt in the 90s.
I got all of them. What you want?
It was a Brad Pitt
Top
movie.
Top Gun.
No.
I'm kidding.
Legends of the Vampires.
No, it was a movie where he was like a cowboy or some bullshit like that.
Legends of the Fall.
I have no clue.
It is so good. It's Legends of the Fall.
Talk about Legends of the Fall is one of the fucking first movies I've ever cried to in my whole entire life because this dude watches all of his sons fucking die. And let me tell you,
Shout out Anthony Hopkins.
That is hard. Listen, I've never watched any of my kids die because I'm a three-month three-month-year-old baby. But
three-month-year-old baby? What the fuck?
Well, he's like... Minus a year.
Dude, get out of here, numbnuts.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
You just made me poop, dude.
He's 3 months old.
Okay, slow down and let's talk.
I'm crying.
All right, get back to this dumbass movie you were talking about. How fucking good it was. Let me get to my story.
His name is Tristan, by the way, Brad Pitt's character.
I don't care. I don't care at all.
I do. Like, Brad Pitt is the shit.
Yeah, is he?
Brad Pitt has to be one of the most good-looking dudes, like, throughout movie culture, though. Like, he still looks good from the minute you saw him to now. Like, if I saw Brad Pitt right now, probably jerk him off with both hands, because he comes off to me as, like,
would not jerk him off, but would hold his hand in front of my parents at church.
While I'm jerking him off,
do you think you would take Brad Pitt to Thanksgiving?
Oh, 1,000%. That's a yes.
That's a yes.
But what would be the story, and then how do you guys think you would fucking meet and shit?
Well, it would obviously have to be.
Like, hey, introduce me, Scott.
This is my bud, Brad.
Okay. I like to think of Brad Pitt is in a tank, getting all sweaty and oily, with one of the actors from.
You've never seen any movies, have you, Tyson? One of the actors from the show.
And to watch. No, there's that handsome Latino man. I just would love to be stuck in a tank with those two. Like, I can think of two worst people to be stuck in a tank with, and that'd be y'all. Oh, I'd rather be stuck with Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah.
To be fair, I would...
To him.
If I was at war, I'm jacking off the whole entire time.
Yeah, especially when you got Brad Pitt in your tank. Like, come on, you got grease everywhere.
I thought that's what we were talking about. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like all kinds of lube waiting on it. Yeah.
So what is that going to accomplish?
Tank grease. You got tank grease everywhere.
The Germans are just going to be kind of confused at that point, in my opinion. Yeah. That or they're going to be interested. You know what I'm saying? But like, listen, we clearly got some...
They're shooting us. They're shooting us. They're shooting all over each other. I don't know what the fuck's happening here.
My point exactly.
Guilty as charged.
We got discharged for sure. Yeah. Like, there was definitely a lot of discharge.
So what you're saying, and
I love Brad Pitt.
Okay, that's what I was.
Brad Pitt is definitely top 10 for sure.
Really? Like, I said that movie, actors, and then out of that, this fucking shit came.
Yeah.
Well, so what dude would you invite? Famous guy that was just like, hey, I want to let my friends and family know.
Brad Gluckman.
Finish, Scott.
Yeah. Another one for me would totally be Channing Tatum. I would take him to meet my parents. I'd be like, dance for
and then
my mother.
Make
dance
sure
for my mother.
I feel like Channing Tatum would like is just like a cute little fucking.
He's not little at all.
Yeah, no. But the thing is, like, I don't give a fuck.
In my opinion, when I think of Channing Tatum, I think of Taint. So
yeah, but I
just
like
want to see
like
Magic
a,
Mike doing his thing on stage.
He's just like a little,
I got a handful of ones.
He's a little
I'm
idiot.
I'm just going to town.
Just like,
well, who would you pick, Scotty?
Me? Mm-hmm. Does it have to be an actor?
No, I mean, yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Just somebody we know so we can be like, that's disgusting. That's who you would pick?
Richard Petty.
Well, that's a good one. I just drove over Richard Petty Bridge today on the way to Asheville, and I can't
sure say. In North Carolina,
how
baby.
Fucking good was it?
It was short, but fast.
Just like the Earnhardt career?
Yeah, what?
Whoa! Well, I was listen.
I didn't mean that.
I was
that.
Just in Daytona, and I'm pretty sure that's where he died. I don't like that shit.
Pretty sure?
I don't
that's
like
exactly
that
where he died. Turn 4, buddy. February 18, 2001.
Well, usually
not that I know or anything.
Usually, there's only... All right, I'm not going to say it. No.
Say it, Jace. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Usually, there's only two turns.
Oh, really? Yeah, left
your
and right.
Turn and my turn.
Yeah, or left and right turn.
He lost his.
You definitely were going for a joke and fucked that completely up. There's 100%. Two turns. A left turn, and then the one Earnhardt took. Yeah, I've heard that. I heard it at Walmart.
I've never heard that joke in my life.
Really? It was a fucking Gordon
fan. Well, take your shirt off about it, pussy.
Yeah. Do it. Scott's so happy that he just
hold
said pussy.
My cigarette.
Okay, shirt's off. Oh, gross. That gross. All right, so
who? Richard Petty? Richard Petty's who you would bring in front of your family and friends to be like, guys?
For different reasons. Richard Petty, just because he's a goddamn legend.
And the hat.
And the hat. And the glasses.
The fucking hat.
But other than that, it would probably, I mean... You know, because I am a crazy girl. I would probably like Ric Flair to come meet my family.
I met him when I was 8, and I was like, oh, my God, it's fucking Ric Flair. And he just looked at me and pretty much just mind face-palmed me and got me out of his way. He was just like, nah.
What? Nothing to do with you.
Don't feel bad. He does it all his wives and everything.
Yeah, so. No, that's true, too. But I still met him, kind
yeah.
of.
He's a dick.
Yeah. So. I think he was wearing, like, Gold's Gym t-shirt, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's when he owned it.
To be fair, if
he did own that, right? He did own Ric Flair's Gold.
If we're going to have someone come on to a fucking Thanksgiving dinner, I feel like the Colonel would be pretty appropriate. You mean, know what I'm saying? As far as mashed potatoes,
you mean like Sergeant Slaughter or like KFC? Kevin,
no, KFC, dude.
Oh, okay.
Like, come on now. It's okay. Fucking gravy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got fixins. The Colonel's the only one in charge when it comes to that.
Jace just said fixins. He's from fucking Pittsburgh.
Actually, I would bring John Ritter. Rest in peace.
John Ritter.
From Three's Company? Absolutely. So nice.
Oh, I thought you meant the fucking the pitcher that used to yell at everybody and flip everybody off and say, like, faggot all the time and shit.
Whoa, dude.
Well,
it's 2017. You can't say that shit.
He did.
Anymore.
That's what he did. He used to flip everybody off. It was John...
Wayne Gacy?
John
Wayne Gacy.
No, John Rocket or some shit. Like the fucking the pitcher.
Oh, that's a hamburger joint called Johnny Rocket,
okay,
Scotty.
Never mind. All right. Yeah. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I did like Jim Abbott, who had one arm. That was a wild pitcher.
What about Tank Abbott?
Nope. Nolan Ryan.
Oh, fuck that. Catfish Hunter.
Neve. From fucking Neve? Yeah, Catfish Hunter. Now we're talking about it. I got catfish once, dude.
Did you just call him a catfish hunter?
He is.
Fucking Neve.
To be fair, Neve is a complete fucking noodler, dude. This motherfucker is out there. Like, imagine all the emails this motherfucker goes through on a day-to-day basis. He just has to stick his fucking arm in there and grab one out.
You know what's crazy about Catfish, that show, is that they travel to all these cities and do all this shit, and then they find the person, and then they take them to the other city that these other people are in, spend all this money, and then end up saying the same thing they said on the last episode.
Do you remember like a year and a half ago when Jace got catfished by that girl? It was like you swore up and down it wasn't a catfish.
I did. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got
remember
catfish.
He kept sending us pictures. We're like, dude, that girl is not real at all.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. Let's hear
Dwayne,
about it. Let's hear about it.
So
I don't remember this.
Definitely got
like,
catfished.
Everybody was like, Jace, you're so stupid. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I mean, when you talk to someone on the phone, they're like, yeah, I'm real. No, it was on the phone, Scott. It wasn't through fucking anything else. You talk on the phone, they'd be like...
So this person just called you and was like, hey, I'm a person. And like, let's love each other.
No, how it worked, it was we were friends on Facebook for fucking like 2 years or some shit, right? And I guess he or she saw that I got out of a relationship and was just like, what's good? And yeah, it went from there. And then next thing you know, I was spreading butt cheeks under the name of Mike Honcho. And now we're here.
I thought that was going to go somewhere else.
Well, I did get catfished one time.
Did you?
Oh, yes. Me and Taddeo. But we knew it was happening.
He's like, I got to cut out a lot of this information.
I'm not cutting out any of this shit.
For real. We knew we were getting catfished, but she kept, or he, kept sending us money and Christmas presents. So we were like, no, I talked to her on the phone as well. It was definitely a
person.
A Eastern European woman, from what I can remember, because...
So was mine. The chick literally, I talked to her on the phone. She was like, oh my God, Jace, it's so nice
that's
to
Eastern
hear from
Europe.
You. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
That sounds like Brooklyn.
Oh my God, this is the hottest girl I've ever heard. And all my friends were like, that's a fucking dude.
Yeah, that sounds like a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello from Brooklyn.
Hello, what you do, Joe?
Brooklyn, New York City.
Yeah. Shrimp on the barbie, Brooklyn, baby. Mets, Jets, and Islanders.
Mets, Jets, Islanders.
Fucking sports. From New York.
Live.
It's Saturday night.
Fuck me running. Yeah.
I've been trying to
No, you guys went to fucking New York City. You guys, speaking of pizza, you guys went to New York City a couple of years ago, and you said Domino's had to fucking legit.
I'm going to start off by saying we went to New York City to see Convergent at the gates and no warning. So
yeah,
it was a sick fucking.
No, Jersey was in a.
Scott hasn't called the band out. It's no. Like, hey, guys, no. I love Scott. Just in case you hear this.
To be fair, reason. I love all those bands I just said, except for Converge. Kill me now.
What the fuck? That new Converge is the shit.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, to be fair.
Oh, but say Strung Out and Scott fucking wets his pussy.
I do love wet pussy Strung Out.
A prayer for cleansing. Scott's over here creaming his panties.
Claire for prinzing. Claire for prinzing is my favorite fucking band. To be fair.
You can legit find them at the mall piercing people's ears and shit.
Jeez. I knew this was what's going to happen. I knew it.
No, Scott. What, you're going to dyslexic talk on the microphone?
No, Scott told me
100%.
When we were about to come in here, Scott said, "Let's put Jace over on this podcast. Like, basically, let's just make him famous. That's all we're going
to
do."
This is not what's happening right now.
Well, you got to let us fucking get to that, man.
Yeah, Lil Zans, that's me. Yeah,
you got to let us fucking do it.
Lil Zans out.
Let's get it.
Little anxiety.
I definitely have anxiety right now.
I can tell your shirt's off.
The dude with the most PTSD.
Take your fucking shirt off. Take it off right now.
Actually, Scott, we're not saying another word until that's off.
If you don't take your fucking shirt off, all of your stained glass friends are going to be pissed.
I don't have any stained glass friends.
Scott, that's because you got shot. Oops.
Cat's out of the bag, fellas.
Here we go.
It was me.
So right now, Scott Cowan's taking his shirt off. Okay.
That's one shirt. One shirt. Too many.
He's got four.
It's not even that cold out. I don't know why he's wearing that many shirts.
God, that and hairy.
Then,
oh,
and then there's another one.
God.
He's wearing a thermal under that.
You're wearing a thermal.
Yeah, but Scott is also wearing a thermal. Look.
That's what you call chest hair.
Oh, Scott, don't get that close to me with that.
Listen, I do smell this. Is it good? It
smells like taco meat, Scott.
No, it smells good.
I can't figure it out. I just stink all the fucking time.
Because all you eat is fucking meat and cheese.
Right now.
That's all you eat is meat and cheese.
It's keto, baby.
It's not keto. It's not like,
yeah, Scott went on the keto diet same time that I was starting to eat vegan, and this motherfucker was hitting me up every day like, "You're going to be fat." He's like, "This is the best you're ever going to look, Jace. You might as well stop eating fucking vegetables and give up." And this motherfucker is larger than ever, all right?
Wow!
Hey, that's not true. And Pooch LaFace over here is definitely fucking
benching
on the lettuce like a motherfucker.
Or Benjamin, let us forget about what he
Benjamin
just said.
Lettuce LaFace.
Lechuga fiesta.
Oh, that means let us party.
Well, this is Lord Party that we're talking about.
Yeah. You guys could find.
It used to be Lord Party. Why'd you get that nickname, Lord Party? Let's see here.
Now it's Lord.
Lord.
Farty.
For sure.
For sure.
You know what I did today? Today, I've never done this before. Well, I have, but.
All right.
Today, it's the first time. So me
In a long time.
So we go to Thanksgiving dinner at my girlfriend's house, and on the way back, she's like, "Oh, whatever." And then I start turning on the heat. Hotter and hotter.
You beefed.
Yeah,
you beefed
so hard and locked the windows.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got her.
My dad used to do that shit to me.
Got her.
You know what that's called? Cold cave.
Cold cave?
Is that really what it's called?
It's
or
called
did
a,
you just make that
no,
up?
It's called a meatball sub toasted.
Oh, yeah. Guy Fieri. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what that is. It's a cold meatball sandwich. It's Guy Fieri.
But you'll never feel power. Like holding the lock button down on the windows when you've let something loose like that in a car.
When you've released
with the heat on. I also turned on the seat warmers as well.
When you release an animal into the wild.
Extra beef.
Yeah. Gross. Yes. But yeah, well, where did Lord Party come from? What's that?
It was some tour. Brian Sane.
Juggalo tour.
No, Brian Sane actually gave it to me.
Oh, boozy out there.
What are you saying? Good fucking story, Scott.
Yeah.
I guess
pretty
I just
fucking good story.
I guess I just did some things. It's a thanks.
There's no reason.
Listen, there's no other Lord Party. His name is Brian McGee. He lives in Syracuse, Florida. Me and Scott were on tour with fucking Dead Ocean, Deception of a Ghost.
Who is this guy?
Also not true at all.
This is 100% true. He's lying. We were...
his name's Brian McGee.
That's what I said.
You said Ryan.
Well, there's a Ryan and Brian, so let's be fair.
All right, Mr. Bye, Dwayne. Love you, Dwayne.
Bye, Dwayne. He's taking his sweatshirts.
Love you, Hoss.
Happy, I ain't fucking moving, though,
happy
bro.
Thanksgiving, my friend.
Say something. Oh, no.
Okay.
Say something, Dwayne.
Say something fun. Say something.
DM renovations.
This motherfucker's got to put some tiles in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I got to build a kitchen.
Yeah.
I have to lay a fucking foundation for a house, you
buy
bitches.
All his tools on, like, X, Home
what
Depot,
the fuck
X.com.
SNXX.com. Yeah. What? Okay, that was rude, Scott. You crossed the line there.
X Home Depot X? Yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
Actually, that's a cool... That would be, like, a tough, like, beat-down hardcore band. It's just full of construction workers.
It's becoming that. It's becoming that with band names these days.
Yeah. I mean, let's just...
You're going to grab my beer?
Let's just be real, guys.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Let's just be real.
What the fuck were we just talking about? We just got off subject.
We're doing... thank you, Dwayne.
We're talking about old Lord Party over here. Fucking King Dingling over here.
We're talking about
that was never me. It's all lies.
Bye, later, buddy.
Have a good night, lies. Dwayne. Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe.
Dwayne's such a bitch. I fucking hate Dwayne. Like, I cannot stand every time he comes back.
He literally fucking stinks.
And then he comes back.
He smells like fucking mothballs, bro. He's only like 22 years old, man. He smells like dirt.
Like a fart crease.
Oh, no. Nobody likes fart creases anymore.
Was that a thing?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. So, I've heard funny stories about a trip you guys went on in Key West. Let's talk about that
for
a little bit.
Key West was fucking crazy.
$200 to keep a secret.
$200 to keep a secret. It was a fantastic trip. Our boy, Sean Hubble, rest in peace. It's one of the good homies passed away. Pretty much talked me into taking a trip to fucking Key West, and I talked him into taking Scott Cowell with me. So Scott's over there on the phone with fucking Camel trying to get off, and he's like, fuck you, Joe. Let me talk higher than you. And Joe's like, all right, listen, man, I'll give you that number. And the dude was just like, all right, cool, go have fun. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
So me and fucking Scott and Sean go down to Key West.
Was it just you three?
It was us three, and Sean literally fucking rented out the dopest condo you could ever imagine. It was like $1,200 a night or some shit. You walk outside, and they're playing fucking Bob Marley on a steel drum, and there's like iguanas walking around. Like, it was incredible.
Like homeless iguanas?
No, yeah. they were wearing bikinis. They were wearing bikinis. Okay. Like,
iguanas were wearing bikinis.
Yeah, that's pretty crude if they weren't.
Pretty sexy.
Fucking naked iguanas.
Nobody fucking likes naked iguanas. It's disgusting.
We get there, and the first night got pretty wild, and our homie Sean smashed his face and ripped his face open the first night by trying to jump on my shoulder, so he was super embarrassed the rest of the day. And the next day, I woke up, and I was like, Scott, I'm getting fucking blackout drunk. It's our last night.
That's not true at all. He skipped the whole entire other days. What happened was... We found a bar that you could sit at, like, right on the sidewalk.
Scott. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
But you could sit right at the sidewalk, and little did we know, we kept getting these drink chips. Every time we bought a beer, they would give us drink chips, like, half off in the next hour.
Right, I love this bar. Yeah. Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Little did we know.
It was a gay bar.
It was
100%.
100% a gay bar. And we kept looking. I was like, dude, there's all these like ripped dudes and all the posters.
Yeah, right. It's like starting to hit 7 o'clock.
Honestly, still sounds like a dope bar.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, no. It was dope as fuck. So Jace takes our homie home, and He said, sit right here. I'll come back.
To be fair, when I said that, I left Scott at a fucking gay bar where there was a bunch of dudes in thongs around. And Scott had found the oldest couple in the fucking bar. And it's like a 70-year-old fucking Asian couple. And Scott's just over there just bombarding them with shit. I was like, Scott, I got to go. I got to get Sean home. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So take Sean home, and I'm like, hopefully this dude is still in the same bar that I left him, right? So I come back,
because cell phones didn't exist in 2011.
Dude, and mind you, Key West is a strip of bars that is a mile long. You know what I'm saying?
And a trailer park full of old people.
That's
all you can do, right? So, yeah. Also, we're wearing booty shorts.
Yeah, I look like Farrah Fawcett for sure, like Charlie's Angels.
We're wearing booty shorts and tank tops because...
We look good.
Why not?
That's why. Yeah. So I dropped Sean off. I'm fucking on the way to look for fucking Scott, and who knows where he's at. I peek my head into a random bar, and he's over there talking to this fucking Norwegian.
Not the same bar.
No, definitely not the same bar. I like peek my head in a half a mile closer than the bar.
Oh, so you're like walking back, and you're just like, what the fuck?
I was like, I don't know where Scott's at. I'm going to have to find him, so I'm just peeking in. And I see Scott just bombarding these fucking Norwegian couple, and he's just like... Oh, he's fucking in the States. It's crazy. I'm in a band, blah, blah, blah. Oh, here's Jace. And as soon as I walk up, Scott just shoves a dollar bill into my mouth. And he's like, he's fucking crazy. He'll eat it right now. And I was like, automatically, like, first instinct, I'm eating this dollar bill like a fucking champion. You know what I'm saying? So I eat the dollar bill.
Don't be a this couple asshole.
Got they got kind of weird.
I did that because no, they didn't. They took us all the way to every bar
until we met the English couple.
Oh, remember, I was like, "Don't you ever touch my friend like that?" Yeah. Jason went to grab this guy's hair.
No, we left the fucking Norwegian couple, met up with the English couple that were covered in traditional tattoos. So automatically, we were like, "Yo, this is our inn. We found fucking cool people, right?"
Yeah.
So. They're sober, right? So we're talking to them and everything's cool. And then next thing you know, they've had a couple shots and shit. And then all you hear is, I gotta fucking take a piss. And it's a chick saying that.
What, are they from Brooklyn?
Her skirt up. No, Brisbane. Or some shit.
Okay. That's not a real place.
He skipped a bunch of stuff. Like, we were at the
literally
bar.
Literally didn't skip anything.
Where the Swedish dude bought us those tequila shots at that. When we kept trying to make that band play Motley Crue and they didn't know any fucking Motley. They just kept playing Bon Jovi over and over again.
Yeah. Well, they tried.
And you tried to grab that dude's hair. And as soon as he turned around and looked at you, I was like, don't you ever fucking look at my friend like this again. I'll beat your ass right where you fucking... This is weird.
They were on a wedding party, and I'm sitting there shit-faced trying to grab this dude's fake fucking afro, right? So he's sitting there dancing with his wedding party, right? And so I grab it off his fucking head, and the dude gets pissed automatically. You know, he doesn't know who the fuck I am. Some fucking 21-year-old kid grabbing his hair, right? So next thing you know, he's looking at me, pushing me, and Scott comes out of nowhere, up in his face, fucking finger pointing. Dude, he's pretty much mushing this dude. He's like, listen, if my friend wants to grab your fucking hair, he'll grab your fucking hair. And this dude's just so confused of what's happening right now. They just completely ignore us.
The band never did play Motley Crue.
No.
Just to be fair.
We're sitting there yelling.
Was a fucking stupid
row.
Ass living on a prayer.
Band. It's a cover band in Key West, and me and Scott are
if you're
up
a cover
front.
Band, you should know Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yes. 100%. If you don't know Motley
he
Crue.
He goes, we got some Bon Jovi, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
You should
here.
Probably
like,
go fucking home.
Bon Jovi, Steve. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bon Jovi.
Fuck Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Slippery and Wet was good.
By the way, Chris Jericho was tight.
So to end a short, a sweet story short, we make it a mile to the other side of the fucking island. I black out. Scott's babysitting me. I'm walking down the middle of the street shirtless, begging for pizza.
like, out of everything pizza.
No, I am literally shoving him in the direction of where people aren't. Just he's like bombastically stomping everywhere. And I'm just shoving him here.
And Sean is asleep at the hotel.
Oh, Sean. He never came back out again.
Okay, so where'd the fucking Norwegian pizza monsters come from?
So, listen, this is exactly what happened. Sean, no one knows this, but now everybody's going to. Sean ripped his dermal out, and he was so embarrassed to say that he fell, right?
So, doing the piggyback.
So this is where it came from. I picked Sean up from the bar when I left fucking Scott with the Asian people, right?
At the gay bar, right?
So I'm like, Sean's so fucked up he can't even walk. So I'm like, yo, get Jaeger on my shoulders. This motherfucker jumps like a cricket. His knees hit the back of my head and falls face first into the concrete. I have a New York style pizza in my hand.
Two.
Yeah. It falls on the fucking ground. Like, talking like sidewalk pizza. You know what I'm saying? Like, disrespect for sure.
Kevin McAllister.
So he rips his fucking face open. He's embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. He's fucking wiping his blood all over my fucking body. I remember, like, going home to, well,
it looked worse
home,
than
condo.
It was. Yeah.
There was a streak of blood on my chest from Sean being fucking just drunk and wiping himself on me. And we went back home, and he was so embarrassed to tell all of his friends that he fell. So he told, since me and Scott hung out with Norwegians, he said that Norwegians jumped him for the pizza and beat his ass, and that's what happened.
Which, actually, that is exactly what happened. My homie Sean, RIP, love you, homeboy.
Well, no, to be fair.
I will tell you a funny story about that in between. So the next day, when we woke up, Jace took a shit, and believe it or not, there was a dollar bill. There was a dollar bill.
All the dollar bills.
Bullshit.
All of the dollar bills were in my shit. And so automatically I called Scott. Yeah, well,
no, I kept ripping
it. It was just ripped into pieces. So, like, I shit money, bro. No shit. Shit.
I don't think Rick Ross has ever shit money.
Goals. Well, I don't know. To be fair, those celebrities do weird shit.
I don't think Rick Ross is.
Jace, you are a celebrity.
Honestly, I don't think Rick Ross has chewed up $2 bills and pooped them out and then saw them.
It's probably 100s.
I don't think
we did see either. George Washington. I do remember looking at it. It was George Washington getting your fucking crap.
Oh, also, to be fair, there's videos of me and Scott Cowan slapping our. Me and him are butt-ass naked, shit-faced in Key West in this fucking condo. And mind you, I'm like 21 years old. Scott's like old as dirt, right?
So
it's me and Scott.
Don't blame me for having a good time.
So what you're saying, you were 21.
You were legal.
I was legal. All right. Okay. So, that's all we need. Me and Scott are literally laying in bed butt-ass naked, slapping our dicks off of our bellies in this fucking bed, taking selfies before selfies were a legit, like, thing to do. And, like, that is greatness. If you've never slapped your friend's dick off of your chest, you're not doing anything with your life.
I never slapped my dick on any of my friend's chests.
That is a lie.
It's not.
So you're saying you slapped your dick on his chest?
No, you slapped your dick on your own chest. This guy's trying to act like his dick is that big that it slapped his own chest. It's definitely not.
That is not what I said. What I'm saying is dicks were flopping and our chests were wide open for the slap.
Oh my God.
And then we went to this beach bar.
We bought weed from a dude at a smoke shop. This motherfucker, me and Scott walk into the smoke shop, right? And we see a dude with a Pittsburgh hat. Automatically, I'm like, I'm from Pittsburgh. This dude knows
what's up. I fucking love
you,
bro.
Exactly, right? So I walk in, and he's wearing a Pittsburgh hat. And I'm like, you sell weed? He's like, no. And I was like, fuck. So me and Scott are just like, you know, we're going to leave. This, you know, like, obviously you don't sell weed. We make it out the door. And he's like, yo, come back. I got you on some weed.
This is all Jace, by the way. I didn't care about the marijuana.
Yeah, the pots, he's full of shit.
The units of
so anyways, pots. This motherfucker, we walk out of the pot store. We walk out of the fucking smoke shop, right? And he's like, yeah, my friend's going to roll up in about 2 minutes, man. He'll get you that weed. So me and Scott are standing out there. There's just hundreds of people walking by. And this dude rolls up on a longboard like he's from fucking South Beach, California, right? And he's just like, hey, man, check out the graphic on this skateboard. And there's just a bag of weed. Like, that is the most fucking obvious way of saying, hey, I have drugs, right?
Yeah.
So, mind that. We went back to the condo and smoked a bunch of fucking weed.
I never smoked one weed.
Scott was like, let's definitely smoke this weed. So, we got super baked, went to Denny's. he fucking made a whole big deal about putting fucking mustard on a cheeseburger because apparently you can't fucking do that. He had me in there crying, bro. I'm sitting there trying to eat my omelet and Scott's over there like, this is fucking absurd. You put mustard on a cheeseburger? Yeah. Bro.
I love mustard. Like, so I don't know what he's talking about. What I do remember, he smoked marijuana, which I do not advocate at all.
You're full of shit.
And so he decided he wanted to jump a cement fence when there was a gate.
It's about a 4 foot brick
when,
wall.
When you say a yeah, when you say a cement fence, you mean a fucking
wall.
It was a wall.
It was a wall. Yeah,
it was definitely a wall. And like, mind you, I was blacked out.
A cement fence, if I may.
It was
calling everything a cement fence.
It was a walls of all walls, if that makes sense. It was the biggest wall that any wall could have ever wanted to be.
Well, right. I will say this. Jace gave up halfway through the jumping of the cement wall.
Jumping up or down?
Jumping over.
No, I made it up the wall. No fucking problem. Soon as I made it up and over top, I gave up.
It just splat. Splat central, dude.
And then I woke up butt-ass naked on a plow couch, and Sean was poking me like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
That's all the same night.
No, that's two nights.
Okay, so you're telling
me. It was blurry. It was very blurry. This whole trip was very blurry.
Not for
blurry.
Me. I remember everything. Most of what he said is complete bullshit. Yeah,
all Scott remembers is seeing a 40-year-old chick in a fucking thong bikini and saying dibs automatically. We hit the beach. I was like, dude, we hit the beach.
But she was like 65, bro.
Either way, the booty was nice. So we hit the beach.
She had the 80s thong?
No, she turned around and me and Jason and I were like, God damn. But like, good on you,
man.
Nanny. No.
So we went into the water, and where the water was is like, it's clear. You see sand, nothing, and then all you see is seaweed.
Is that a metaphor?
No.
Oh. That's legit. So all you see is
it just turns black, like the water just is like.
So we took our drinks out there like grown-ups and shook the fucking seaweed and dipped the fuck out of there as quick as we could.
Yeah.
We're like, fuck this. I'm not getting bit by a shark, but if I do, whatever.
Yeah, you guys.
Well, I definitely threw Jace. Yeah. Like, I've been kicking.
He's sitting there, like, pushing me back so I get eaten first by an invisible shark that's not there.
What's your shark situation? What's that like?
Oh, well, you want to talk? You want to talk sharks?
But Scott got so excited out of back. You mentioned fucking sharks, and he's into it.
Well, it's true. I do love sharks.
You like a shark situation?
I have.
I could see you on Shark Tank somewhere, just being like, "This is my invention."
I do.
I could
definitely. I would love Mark Cuban to be like, "Hey, I love you," and that old motherfucker with the bald head being like, "I hate you," and I'd be like, "Yeah, well, you stink." That's cool. Don't give me your money. You smell bad.
Shut up, you butthole.
Shut up, butthole.
I don't really care. Numb nuts.
Your fucking girlfriend, Wolf, bro. Yeah.
Wolf. Wolf.
You're starting to freak us out, lady. Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh, by the way, there was this HIV positive guy.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, there was. First fucking day, we're walking down the strip.
La Bouffante?
Yeah, dude, we're walking down the strip, and me and Scott are wearing Sophies and fucking tank tops. If that. We're just wearing booty shorts, right?
Yeah.
And we walk by the fucking soon-to-be gay bar that we didn't know was a gay bar, yeah. Right? So we walk by, and he's like, look at you with your Farrah Fawcett bouffant looking all fine and shit. And I was just like, I'm not sure what any of that means.
By the way, we did make out with each other for free drinks, even though we were getting free drinks. Yeah. It was fucking weird.
Yeah. Me and Scott also played to be gay to get free drinks. And so this is how that works. We went back to said gay bar that we knew at that point was a gay bar. And we're like, yo, we're gonna fucking rule this shit. We're gonna act gay. This shit's gonna work. We got in there, and me and him are all acting like, you know, like we're a couple and shit, right? So there was a bridesmaid party that was in there. And so they're sitting there, and I go up to the one chick, and I'm like, I love your necklace. And she's like, thank you so much. Can I buy you a drink? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. This is my friend Scott.
My boyfriend.
Right. Yeah, boyfriend Scott,
yeah,
right?
Don't fuck it up.
So, my boyfriend Scott. So she buys us a drink, and automatically we have to fucking like kiss to make that shit look real. God, you know what I mean? Like, right, I love you. This is a great vacation. And automatically she like looked at us like, so are you going to buy me a drink? So we bought her a drink, and that was our.
That's where that was weird. But anyways, so this guy
that's
comes
where the
up
tokens
to Jace.
Come in, right?
Yeah, the Jace HIV positive story. This is how this goes. The guy comes
this
up. This
story
like,
is storyline is so fucked up. It's
gonna, yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I remember this specifically.
Specifically, yeah.
Pacific
Ocean.
Yeah, Pacific Ocean.
The Atlantic. The Atlantic.
He goes, oh my God. He goes, listen, I just want to let you know I'm HIV positive, but I would totally.
He kissed my hand.
Yeah, no, he's like, I would. He goes, I would fuck you. And, and Jason's like, I don't know what to say right now.
He was catcalling me, bro. He was straight up catcalled me. And it was the same dude that called me Farrah fucking Fawcett. That we met him 2 days later in the bar, and he was like, I have HIV. And I was like, that makes 100% sense. So we took the drinks that he bought us, and we drank them. Like, I don't know
For sure.
It is a fucking strip.
So is Key West like Estonia?
Shit show.
And like the same size? I feel like Key West is not that big.
No, it's not. It's massive. It's not very...
Okay, you guys have two different stores.
When you walk a mile, wasted is huge.
Oh, yeah.
You're not lying. But all of the fucking... So you have Key West, and you have all these fucking little retirement homes. And
yeah.
You have all that bullshit.
That's all I know about Key West.
Exactly.
Like people go there to fucking
you
retire.
You have a strip of, like, the dopest bars that you can go to. And, you know, you have slushy bars. Like, me and him were sitting there in slushy bars fucking just... Like brain freeze, just chugging it, trying to get drunk for no reason.
Yeah. So what were these like tokens that you guys were fucking getting? Like what the fuck was
so
that shit?
Yeah, so like, at the gay bar, you had buy one, get one free drinks. So like, so we come back later when the real fun starts, right?
Ooh.
So they were giving us, dude.
Oh, it was like daylight when you got the fucking tickets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like at night, this place turns into a fucking
a wild show.
Dude, they were trying to get us go to the backstage and be like, yo, there's full nude dudes back there. And me and Scott are just like, what the fuck do we sign up for?
We signed up for a good time.
I'm into fucking, you know, I'm into having fun.
Are you, Jace? Are you into having fun? Because I was all about it.
I had a great time.
It sounds like a great time.
What were you guys just talking about? I went to go pee.
The tokens and what they meant.
Yeah, how we got the fucking free chips and...
Well, see, you could smoke cigarettes on the sidewalk, but you could also smoke cigarettes out back.
I feel like we should have went backstage.
Scotty, would you ever go to a nude island?
Depends on what shape I'm in.
The shape you are right
he
now.
He said it depends if I have to go on a boat.
What shape would you have to be in to go into a nude island? Because I saw all kinds of shapes there.
Nude island.
What the fuck does that mean, Scott? What do you call it? Fat? Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, I guess. I guess I would. I mean.
It's extremely weird. By the way, foreigners have the biggest penises I have ever
seen. I remember I watched Eurotrip.
They're just more confident.
It's not confidence.
Confidence.
Man.
To be fair,
confidence when you're hung like that is insane. Yeah.
Confidence means you have a bigger penis.
Dude, it's just like Joe Rogan was talking. He was like, yo, to be fair, you have a certain type of fucking confidence. You have locker room confidence.
Yeah.
It's like old dudes in there just like. Fucking
dick slinging.
8 inches just hanging, and then you have like a dude with a 2-inch dick sitting there talking about news. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and talk to you about the news when I see your fucking 1-inch dick hanging. Like, you're that confident.
What do you have against 1-inch dicks, Jace?
Yeah, I'm confused. They both had confidence.
Well,
to be fair,
your story. They just don't do it for me. I don't know.
Okay. Like,
but why?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get off of this.
All right. I mean, we could go there.
Let's talk about smoke shops and how they are not pot shops, but they fucking 100% are shops.
See, first of all, they fucking trick you, all right? So, living in Colorado, I lived there for about a year and a half, and you can walk in there, like, it's pretty much a grocery store for weed.
Yeah.
So, you walk in there, and they're just like, yo, you can fucking smell all this, take whatever take whatever you want, right? So, then I come back to North Carolina, and they're like, nah. Don't do that, right? So it's like you go into a smoke shop and clearly all these fucking bowls are for smoking weed. And they're like, oh, you caught a pot, you're kicked out. How does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like clearly this thing is for smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to trick me? Like, this is a gravity bong. What are you smoking? Tobacco out of a fucking gravity bong?
No, you're doing potpourri out of it.
Okay.
Oh, so, or K2, yeah. Sorry for Colorado. All my sponsors in K2. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Colorado intrigues me because, all right, yeah, weed is fucking legal as fuck.
It is fucking fantastic, Scotty.
Right.
I was actually there the day it became legal.
Right, but I don't smoke weed, so I don't really care about
me either.
That. But, like, I don't smoke weed at all. You gave me two nuggets of weed, and it lasted 6 months.
Yeah, and I remember that. Because I came to your house, I was like, you got a bowl? He was like, I still got the weed you left me three months ago. Yeah. I was like, for real? Can I smoke that? Because I am out.
Yeah, I had a couple people come to my house a couple months later after that.
Dude, it is so drastic. Like, being in Colorado, it is such a normal thing. It's not... Everybody lives their normal day-to-day life, and weed is not even a thing that you really fucking think about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
we're all potheads?
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
they're
but weed still affects everybody the same way. Or not
to an extent, yeah.
But everybody, like, it still makes people slow. Like, I wonder how long it takes you to get your food at a restaurant in Colorado.
It's you know what same. I mean? Well, to be fair,
I'm sure it's gnarly.
Legitimate ass question.
To be
sure
fair,
it's crazy.
There's just a lot more people in line. It's the same amount of time to get your ticket out. There's just a lot more people waiting.
I
will tell you one thing about Denver, Colorado. There's a lot more people asking you for money on the side of the street.
Yo, there is a lot of panhandlers out in Colorado, to be fair. I remember
people that just move out there for weed and then just have nothing to do.
The first time I moved out there, I thought I was fucking King Dingling, you know what I mean? I went to the weed store. I was like, yeah, I got weed. I'm fucking cool as shit.
Yeah,
right?
I remember. You sent me Snapchats.
Yeah. So, we pull up till, you know, we're getting off of 485. Obviously, it's not that, but yeah. So it's like an interstate like that, right? And there's the dudes on the corner, right, asking for money.
You were in Charlotte, homie, if you're on 485.
Yeah. It's like 485, Scott.
Buddha Bazaar, bro.
It's a fucking interloop around the city of Denver, right?
Right.
So we get off the fucking interstate, and this dude's on the corner. And I was like, you know what? I don't have any money on me right now. I'm going to give this dude some weed because I just hit the dispensary. I give this dude weed. I shit you not. This motherfucker pulls out a metal pipe from his pocket and starts smoking it on the corner of the fucking road, right?
Right. I mean, that's normal there, right?
There. Yeah, 100%. If you saw a dude smoking a fucking bowl on 77.
Definitely God's
land. We're on guest only right now. People smoke crack on the fucking corner.
But it's crack. It's not marijuana.
Yeah, what makes it worse? I don't understand.
Teeth development, jobs.
I got a funny story about a homeless person. I was right out here, like at the front door, and a homeless dude came up to me and he was like, "Hey, man, you got a?" He was like, "You know, I need some money," and I was like, "Yo, I don't have any money, but I got these beers." And he was like, "To be honest with you, I've got beers." I was like, "All right, well, I mean, word." But then I was like, I was coming back from I was doing a vendor somewhere. And I had all my hoodies with me, and it was, like, cold as fuck, and he didn't have a hoodie on.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, what size are you? I'm going to give you a hoodie. So I gave him a hoodie, and he was like, cool, man, thank you. You got any other colors? I was like, what the fuck?
Ungrateful.
Yeah, I was like, and I answered, I was like, no. I don't. He was like, all right, cool,
do
man.
Do you like black hoodies? Because this is what I have.
Yeah, it's fucked up, because I fucking... I came back from an event like a week later, got off 85, the interstate, and driving into town, the first person I saw was him wearing that fucking hoodie.
Rapid? Hard?
Yeah, nobody else on the street because nobody else is ever on the street here.
Yeah.
Ever. And it was just him walking down the street with my fucking clan member on a noose hoodie. Like, tight.
Right?
You're going to get fucking beat up.
In this city, you will get beat up. What do you mean there's a white guy hanging on that goddamn
It's really
noose.
Funny. It's really funny how offensive that hoodie is to white people.
What are we talking about?
That.
Yeah, that. The.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Fuck every racist motherfucker.
By the way, at unlovesonscompany.com, we have a fucking shirt that says... Swing with your ignorance, and there is a clan member swinging. And
it's beautiful, beautiful piece.
If right. you don't buy that, you're pretty much racist.
Yeah.
That's also not true.
No, not at all.
That is true, 100%.
A lot of people are very, and kind of just scared to wear it, and that's the...
To be fair, the first time I wore it, I was like, I hope someone says something
right,
to me.
Right, But,
oh, if you say something to me about wearing a hanging Klansman, you're probably racist, and you probably deserve to get your ass beat.
But what if they said, I like your hoodie?
But, well, that's awesome.
I'd be like, sick, thanks. But I don't think that it's a fact.
I don't think, I think just being in the South is just a fucking stupid, it's like,
it's almost like a fad. Motherfuckers, dude, go to Florida. When I was in Florida, I saw more support Trump stickers
and Confederate flags than I have ever seen
in my fucking life.
Yeah, but if you have a problem with a Klan member hanging, there is something fucked up there.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, if you have a problem with that, yeah, you're definitely fucking racist.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like I understand.
There shouldn't be violence against people that are pieces of shit. Yeah, no, there should be.
No, 100%.
It definitely... I've had a couple comments on my hoodies and shit, like, around here.
Them. Yeah,
it's like,
them.
I'll turn around and there'll be like some, oh, by the way, at Bojangles this morning, I got a biscuit. It was fantastic. It was a Cajun filet. Add bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yes. I remember when we did that. It was beautiful.
Those are fucking fantastic. They've been skimping on them lately, but, you know, whatever.
Well, it depends on the Bojangles.
Wait, because you got to order two biscuits.
So, since high school, or since fucking middle school or whatever, you know those fucking weirdos that'll be like, they'll be like, freak. You know, like the jocks. It'll be like freak.
Yeah, so, those are the same type of fucking people.
Right. So today I was at Bojangles and I'm just standing in line. I'm in fucking gym shorts. You know, it's like 9 a.m. and we're I'm getting a biscuit and this dude just keeps staring at me like with his fish hook on his hat.
Yeah, fucking
douchebag. So he just kept staring at me and staring at me. He was in front of me in line and he was waiting on his shit. I got my shit and I walked by him and he legit, as I'm walking by him, goes, freak. I couldn't do anything but laugh at him. Like he was 40 something years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's the shitty thing about this town.
You should have truffle shuffled his ass.
No, I should have been like, blah, blah, blah,
blah, you know? Yeah, 100%.
You should have, fuck him.
You should have taken all the honey mustard in the entire place and just smeared it all over your body. And
I should have walked back and been like, hey, actually, ma'am, excuse me, let me buy all your fucking ranch right now.
Yeah. Oh, so what's up with this liquid drink that you brought, Jace? Oh, well, my client brought us a special little bag.
You doing a shout out?
Yeah, it's his name is blank 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 from Wilkes blank blank blank.
There you go.
Old school moonshine company.
Prohibition.
It wasn't a company, but yeah. How about we all take a swig of that? Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
I'm not touching that.
I'm not putting that anywhere near my body.
No, I'm good with that.
Scott's literally drinking it right now.
I'm good with that for the rest of the night. But yeah, fuck weird people.
Dude, I fucking hate weird people.
Dude.
All right, to be fair,
I used to think I was really weird, but then now I'm like not.
I was waiting to bring this up on the podcast. What's up with Scott's hair, man?
Oh, shit, dude. I mean, he's got the Jenna Jackson nipple thing going on right now.
It definitely looks good, but, like, damn, like, how do you rock that hair for so long?
I don't know, dude. This is, like, the third time.
Are you going to donate it, or what are you going to do with your hair, Scott?
Why would I donate it? I'm still wearing
it. Because there's kids that need hair out there, bro.
Maybe when the time comes, but right now it's still attached to me.
Y'all remember that. Scott's going to donate his hair.
I've done it twice.
Yeah.
He's going for the third time, Dale.
How was it? 3 years ago, you had short fucking hair, right?
Yeah. We'll shout out Jesse Soper for always cutting my hair. He's been cutting my hair since he's 15 years old.
He's cut your hair twice now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, he cut my hair three times the times it was short.
He's cut your hair twice.
Well, let's do things we hate.
Yeah, all right. Let's do that. You first.
All right, I'll give you things I hate. Let's see. I fucking hate Green Day.
I fucking hate Green Day, too, bro.
Dude, like, I'll give it to them. Like, when I was in sixth grade and Lush Attention, whatever, like, good on you.
Yeah, when I was, like, 17, when Scott was, like, 3. Yeah, that shit was cool. All right.
I fucking hate Green Day. You know what else I hate? Sigur Rós.
Oh, what the fuck? Hell no.
Fucking Icelandic?
Yeah. Why the fuck?
How do
you
hate them?
I fucking hate them.
I mean, you can't. Okay, so you can't mosh to it. Blame this on Joe. That is why he probably.
Why the fuck, dude? You can't mosh to it. Sorry, like that shit is tight.
I will shout out old T Swift. Her new album Reputation sold.
It is pretty tight.
Sold more albums than all of the Billboard Top 200 together.
It is so
bad. It's good. It's so good.
It's so bad that it sold more than all of those, yeah.
Literally, everybody that's on the Billboard, she beat them.
I'll say she's doing something right.
You know what I hate right now?
Illuminati.
You know what I hate?
Illuminati.
If you're in the left lane, get the fuck over. Okay? Listen. There's either two or three or four. If you're in the fucking left lane, you're driving slow, get the fuck over.
You don't even have a fucking car.
Listen, my Ubers need places to go. Yeah. All right?
His Ubers go fast.
I don't know what to tell you. The Uber I got picked up in today was the nicest BMW I've ever seen in my life. And you know what she did? Drove 85 miles an hour to get here.
All right, what else do you hate, Scott?
Oh, let's see. Oh. I hate people. I don't hate people at all. All
right.
Listen.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
You always, on a chicken sandwich, take off the fucking pickle.
Hear me out.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's my God. It's my God.
It's my girl, bro.
But. I love the flavor. I just hate the crunch, man. I hate it.
The pickle they give you?
Yeah.
They give you one pickle, and you're mad about it.
Well, the reason why I'm mad about it is because 7-Eleven ripped it off, and now they put like 17,000 pickles on it.
And all it tastes is pickles. Listen, if you're eating at fucking 7-Eleven, you need to fucking reevaluate your life, Scott.
Guilty. As charged.
I will tell you.
7-Eleven has all 100% all beef hot dogs.
And their cheese pizza is pretty tight.
7-Eleven will make you a fresh, frozen pizza
in
3 minutes.
No, Zorna, 2 minutes, exactly. I know because I work at some of them.
Yeah.
All right. Not for them.
Oh, wait. To be fair, what do you hate, Scotty? Let's end that on the good note. Other than this, you know what I hate? Hate loving you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've been there. What do I hate? I hate knock-knock jokes that don't go over well. I hate friends that cancel at the last minute.
Yeah,
what's a
knock-knock joke that doesn't go over well?
Ones that are just like...
First of all...
I got one. You ready?
Okay.
You ready?
Any knock-knock joke that's happened in the last year probably doesn't go over
well. Are you ready
for
my knock-knock joke?
Yeah, let's go.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Madam.
Madam who?
Madam Foot stuck in the door.
Oh, okay. That went over. All right.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, that was beautiful, and it was gorgeous, right. And it streamlined. And
I did not get that joke.
Yeah.
It's probably because I'm not fucking 40 years old.
Yeah, all right. Well, how about this?
I am literally not 40 years old.
No, hey, thank you, Scotty, for having us.
Yeah. So all right. I want to thank everybody for listening, or if anybody listens at that.
Whoop whoop to all my fam out there.
Yeah, whoop whoop. If you listened and you enjoyed, click subscribe on iTunes because we are now on iTunes.
And, woo!
Yeah. By the way, congratulations on your baby, Scotty.
Yeah.
It's coming, baby. It's coming.
You're about to have a gorgeous little girl.
Yeah. Gorgeous little girl, bro.
It'll be here one day soon.
Also, hate breed fucking rules.
Yeah.
Also, to be fair, Yellow Wolf, bro, I love you, bro. Dude, I would fucking suck your dick, dude.
Okay. I'm going to finish what I was saying.
No, that was a lie.
Yeah. All right.
No, but for real, Yellow Wolf.
All right. UnlovesonsCompany.com is selling some sweet fucking shit. If you were listening, use the code PFTBadSeeds. Use that. You get a like, nice little chunk off your fucking shit. Check out Scott's band, Violent Life, Violent Death, Stainless Romance. Check out Jace. His Instagram is at LaFace Tattoos, correct?
I have a nice bush.
Okay, yeah. And again, thanks for listening. Die slow.